How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
That day, it's the day.
I literally came from the toilet upstairs.
I knew that actually. I went downstairs and was talking to your wife, and I'm like, "Is he upstairs?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then your brother was like, "Well, he might be shitting. I'm not sure." And I said, "I'll just go up there anyways." So I was like, "Yeah, I'll see him when he gets up here." You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was come home, eat, dump, showtime.
Yeah.
Everything come out okay, or?
Well, it always comes out.
Yeah, it okay. Doesn't always have to
no
be okay,
weird colors,
but,
though.
But it comes out, you know what I mean? Yeah, dude. I saw my daughter today. I went to the bathroom because I was with her. You know, she's kids are back in school. They started today. And so my wife was at work. I had the little one, you know, and she pooped in the toilet. And, you know, she doesn't flush all the time. But I walked in, there's this nugget, and it's got this, like, lime green you know, kind of coloration coming off of it. And I was just like,
oh boy,
that's my kid right there. That's exactly the shit that I deal with, man. I just look at her, I was like, she must have had Fruit Loops. And I showed my wife.
Well, did you give her the Fruit Loops? Because that's what it does, dude.
Yeah, man. It's that color, man. Like, I can't digest some of that shit or something happens. But
you know why? Because it's not freaking natural. That's why. Your body's going like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah, that, no, I get that. But, like, well, how come everybody else fucking poops it out normal? You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe your digestive system is just more evolved, and it's saying,
"Yeah,
we can't do this anymore."
What's that? Fucking the red cake, the red velvet. Fuck, man.
Oh yeah,
it's like a fucking murder scene from Psycho in the toilet when I fucking eat a cake, dude. You know what I mean? It's quick.
Well, yeah, like whenever we need to like film just some sort of horror film, like a scene.
Yep.
We'll feed Dave some red velvet cake.
Yep.
Have him go take a shit, and then we just scream.
Yep.
You know, we go in there and scream.
Yeah.
Oh my God! We do the Bob Saget kind of like Dumb and Dumber. There's shit everywhere.
Shit
You know,
that was a funny scene.
Our friend Flex on here, he was making that horror film. He said he used a gallon of fake blood. I can get him that in a fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, no problem. It's gonna have some other shit with it, literally. You know what I'm saying? But if he needs it, you know, save him a little money, cash. You know what I mean?
As people are watching this, as people are watching this horror film, they're like, "Is that corn?"
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, is that a chunk of corn?
Some like weird looking blood right there. It's like clotting up already, you know what I mean? Anyways,
well, hey,
glad to be back, guys. I still feel under the weather. I got to be honest with you. My throat's still a little sore. I'm definitely a little tired, little blah, you know what I mean?
But, well, you know, first I was worried for you because I thought you were gargling, you know, that we talked about the semen gargle.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to play off. I was at work when you texted me, and I was. That's the thing is, I had to work, you know. And you were texting me, and I'm like, man, I just feel so shitty. I told my boss, I'm like, I really feel like shit. And so I was just kind of hanging at reception. You texted me, and I'm like, yeah, I gargled the fucking jizz, and it got deep enough that it hurt my throat. You know what I'm saying? Like that had to have been what it was.
Well, you know what I think it might be now, monkeypox, dude.
Oh shit!
Like after the warning came out today,
yeah.
You might have monkeypox in your throat.
God, I don't know.
Can you have it in just a specific area?
Sure.
I don't know. Localized monkeypox.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know much about the old the mpox. You know what I mean?
How do you even get monkeypox?
Well, hey, that's what is it like Tupac? So if it's like one poc, two poc, and then monkeypox, like after three, you know,
something like that.
I don't know. So it's weird.
How do you get it? Look that.
I'm
shit
I'm looking
up.
It up right now.
Sex.
Gay sex, I think. Right?
According to the search results, monkeypox can spread through direct contact with infected wild animals, such as rats, mice, rabbits, and African squirrels, which is weird.
Okay.
They have to bite. They can bite you or scratch you. Contact with fluids or waste.
Okay, so no blood for
close contact with a person infected with monkeypox, including direct skin to skin.
No contact with a rash or scab. You have to hit that scab.
You do. Contact with saliva.
Yeah.
Upper respiratory secretions.
Sure.
Bodily fluids and lesions around the anus.
Rectum and vagina.
Oh.
Shit. I'm telling you. So actually, go to the bookmarks because there's a way to test for this. I have it right at the top there. You can see it. If you drive up to your local pharmacy, they will just swab you right there.
Yeah, man. Anal.
That's how you do it.
Right on took us.
Yeah, I heard it's a lot less uncomfortable than when we got it up our nose. You know what I'm saying? Like for a lot of them, they're, you know.
Yeah. It's way more convenient to do an anal swab.
It's true.
Man. Sure, dude.
It's true. Because, I mean.
Yeah. Because there may be a little pleasure with it. You know what I mean? Like, when it's up your nose, there's no pleasure.
It might tickle.
It might be like, you know, because, listen, what is that? There's that little G-spot for the men.
There is a little
up there
spot
somewhere
there.
I'd rather fart than sneeze.
For sure, dude. 100%. You know what I mean? Dude. Yeah. I mean, it's more gross to fart, I think, than sneeze.
Make sure you don't got, like, I don't know if anybody else has ever had this before, but I've had it happen a couple times where when you wipe and then you immediately have to go again.
Oh, yeah,
dude, that sucks. So that's like wasted effort, wasted toilet paper.
Like, I just wasted my time doing this. You know what it is? Now you're just like, wait, there's another one in the chamber?
Yeah. You applied too much
another
pressure.
Another one? There's try five.
There's too much pressure, you know what I'm saying? So you wipe too hard, and it's like a suction.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
But I'm saying, I mean, I'm warning, like, who's
you
ever
wipe
doing...
it back into your asshole?
Oh.
No, you kind of, like, it just, like, releases the valve, you know, when you rub it a little too hard. You know what I mean? Remember, we had that discussion, like, years ago about... too rough of toilet paper is too rough on the anus. People are too aggressive. You remember that? We had that discussion where it says that toilet paper actually hurts your butthole.
Could be irritating
because people wipe too
hard. Well, it's. I mean, I'm just saying that as a warning to the people that may have to do the test like this. Be careful because it might trigger something else.
True that, man.
It could.
Can you imagine?
You might spew.
Yeah. Can you imagine that this is the new mandatory shit? Like, you know what I mean? Instead of like the nose that, like, listen, you got drop trout, man. Like,
it was. Remember over in China, they were making their visitors go in the back room, drop your trousers, and bend over.
Butts out everywhere, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying? It's you have to 6 feet away from that ass. You know what I'm saying? That's the new rule. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So go to the bookmarks and play Tedros because he came out today saying he's declaring a global emergency.
Just the first one, right? Or okay.
It's just the video, BRICS News, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, that name is brutal, dude.
Oh,
why can't we hear this?
Yeah, we can't
shit! I don't know. Can we not hear it? Is it not?
It's not playing.
No volume.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm hearing it when I play on my end.
Hold on.
Get the volume up.
That, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC,
mpox.
Its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying.
It's very worrying.
Dude, I got to be honest with you guys.
Right?
I swear on all
broken
things,
English.
All things holy. When I said mpox earlier, I had no idea that was even a thing. I thought it was cool as fuck making that shit up, but this guy's saying it the whole time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's real cool, isn't it?
It's because they can't use the word monkey.
Yeah, you don't want to be racist.
I get it.
I don't know. I mean...
Is that what it
is? I feel like if you feel you can't say...
That's exactly
say,
what it is, dude.
I feel like regardless of what you're... If you're just talking about a disease, if you feel like you can't use the word monkey, I feel like you're the racist one. Because you're the one thinking about it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's weird,
though. Yeah.
It's a little weird, man. Okay, so he's declaring. He said he got advice, and he's taking that advice. Is that what he's, is that what he's saying? All right.
Well, and so I wanted to remind everybody because Banielson said here in the chat, you know, wasn't this last time like the kids got it and stuff? And I was like, yes. And so Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, she came out and she was advising, like, don't worry, but here's who contracted these monkeypox diseases. Yeah.
Oh,
so this
was
how they did it.
This is that was a while back, right? That you're talking about.
Yeah, this is a while ago. Whole monkeypox thing.
Well, yeah, and if you get it from like saliva and lesions around the butthole and that kind of stuff. Like, how are kids getting it?
I mean,
exactly,
it,
right?
It is what it is. Well, not that, but I'm just saying, like, how is that a bad thing? Like, if that's where it's contracted, I'm not talking about the kids. I'm saying just adults, right? Consenting adults. We can't just deny that it happens. You have to tell people, you know, so they're aware of it, right?
Yeah.
I sent over to our email one of the things I wanted you to share. It has to do with this monkeypox. Mpox. You know what I'm saying? It's a great rap name, by the way. I don't know which one's which.
I'll open both of these.
One's a yeah, this one right here. Okay. I love this, dude. I can't believe I have monkeypox. Well, how did this happen? And then it says the entire month of June, just a big orgy of.
Yeah, right? It's right after Gay Pride, dude. Makes total sense.
Oh, God.
That's so good.
There's just a big pile of bodies for everybody just listening. Well, yeah, and that, like, that goes with that clip that Rochelle Walensky was saying, is like these two children lived with gay men.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you're a child with gay men, how did you get it, you know?
Yeah, but
and
the thing.
I know we talked about this, like, if you have a disease that's on your genitals, how does it end up on the child?
Well, it did say in the, you know, just because
I mean, if you're rubbing your genitals everywhere.
Yeah, but it said also scabs and abrasions and that kind of stuff, right? Or on the
skin.
Oh,
yeah.
So, you know, if you have it and you have a cut on your arm, like if you're holding it, I'm just trying to think of like anything that's not completely disgusting, because I don't
and
want
like,
to think that
they
every,
said upper respiratory,
upper respiratory saliva,
so coughing,
a kiss. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I think there's more ways to catch it than just
sharing
straight,
toothbrushes,
butt plowing. You know what I'm saying? That is one way.
Tongue banging.
It even says right here: clothing, bedding, towel, fetish gear, sex toys.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But here's that. The gay couple, they have, you know, consensual mm-hmm. sex together. They get fluids on the sheet. The kids come in the morning. Daddy, you know, and I'd like to think that they don't.
Oh, and apparently pregnant people can pass it, the virus, to the fetus.
To fetuses, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to believe that that's the case, right, where, you know, all these kids get it because of that horrendous thing, you know, that we're discussing. But there are
other ways.
There are other ways. But, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was just like very strange because they didn't really elaborate. Well, how did the children get it? Because that's what you'd want to know. Because are my children at risk? You know, if we're going to like a gay friend's house, right?
Sure.
And they happen to have monkeypox, what do we need to do to not get that onto my child? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I would just suggest don't go to a house that has monkeypox. You know what I mean? Like, just don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's like everything else, man. Like, if you're sick, you shouldn't be around
people.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, if you got the flu, you're not gonna go to that guy's house.
And don't.
I'm assuming that they didn't know they had monkeypox before they were doing the tango.
Well, it says you have lesions.
You can. Look that up.
Can you have zero symptoms?
Look up early symptoms of monkeypox. Let's try to figure this out. Because here's the thing. Like, I don't feel great, right? My throat was hurting me the other day, and I'm tired.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got monkeypox early stage.
What I'm saying is, maybe. But what I'm saying is like, you don't feel good, and you tell people. I even told you guys. I was like, hey, I don't feel good. I'm going to sit out tonight. I told my wife I didn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you're not feeling great. So you just tell people, like, I'm not really in the mood to hang out. You know what I'm saying?
So based on provided research results, the early symptoms of monkeypox typically appear 5 to 21 days after infection. The symptoms may develop in the following order.
Flu-like
symptoms.
Yep.
Two, you get a rash.
Oh, boy.
Usually including on body parts, hands, feet, chest, mouth, genital areas. Then you get rectal pain or penile edema.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's swelling of the dick.
Yeah.
In some cases, rectal pain and penile edema may be the one of the early symptoms.
Oh.
So you wake up and your dick hurts. You're like, oh, monkeypox. It's the first thing you think about.
Maybe.
Like, yeah. Wow. Okay.
And then number four is systemic symptoms. While not always present, some individuals may experience systemic symptoms such as headache, muscle aches, back pain, and low energy. Isn't that flu-like symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like COVID right there, except for the big wart-like monkeypox.
Yeah, except for the rash and rectal or genital pain.
It says it's essential to note that the incubation period, sorry, I was reading that, during which a person is infectious, they may show no symptoms, is 3 to 17 days.
See, yes. So that could be why the kids got it. I don't
know. Absolutely, that could be.
So, like, do not comply, hashtag do not comply has been trending, right? And so Donald Trump came out with a video because this is being announced right before the election, right? Months before the election, you have this, oh, we have concerns, another pandemic's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So he put out this video. I haven't listened to it, but it's about 2 minutes, maybe less.
I'm down.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs
to
their
list.
Political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Here we go. I have a boner.
Yeah,
I have a big old boner right now.
No lisp to me. I didn't catch any lisp, man. I don't believe he even has a lisp.
There's something going on with his top teeth, like the palate, the top palate.
When he was doing the Elon show, he was lisping pretty hard.
It wasn't him lisping. First of all, there's...
It could have been the phone.
No, there's multiple videos of audio engineers that came out and said that the de-essers and the compression on that system was fucked up. And because he wasn't doing it the whole time. And so you don't have him, and sometimes you say...
Yeah, that's what I said on the show. Like, I couldn't hear him do it, like, when I was listening to the first, like, half hour or so. But then when we... Because we on the show on Monday, we kind of chimed in about what we were about an hour. It was about an hour into it or 45 minutes into it. Yeah. And just listened to what they were talking about for a second.
Yeah.
And he was lisping. It sounded really hard.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, it's... Like, I've actually heard that happen to Adam Carolla quite a bit, too, on phone calls. So it's like a phone call type of thing. But it's where you listen to Adam Carolla speak into, like, a very nice microphone, and you don't hear that lispy sound. But then you hear him talking on a phone or something, like, just in a weird – it could be a camera, too, you know? And it sounds like he has a fucking lisp or, like, a there's something in my mouth. And I got
Very spitty. I never really, like – put much thought into the whole lisp thing. I don't even think that's what a lisp is. It's like a slushing of the voice, you know what I mean, when you have something in your mouth. Maybe he has some dental work, who knows, but I tend to want to side more with the audio situations. We know they have some technical difficulties. They may have had some, and we've actually, when we fuck around with our compressions and stuff like that, when you get real like heavy on something, like it can really mess your words up. It cuts stuff off and it makes stuff like weird. So, but that, I think he sounded pretty good on that one, dude. He said some messes in there. I didn't hear anything concerning.
No,
you know what I mean?
I didn't either.
But you're looking funny, dude. I'm just watching you for a second.
I was waiting. I mean, I love this, dude.
No.
Let's talk about Trump's asses.
Yeah. With the lockdown situation, I think he's accurate. We are coming to an election. We know the playbook that they have, right? So this is... Seems to kind of fit the MO of what they want to do.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of like a redo of the whole fucking situation.
I'm not...
It is.
Well, I mean, they haven't gone as far yet, obviously. That's just like a thing just starting.
How many cases are there right now?
I don't know.
Well, haven't they done this before with monkeypox, too?
Tried.
Well, they tried, yeah.
I feel like they've brought it up.
He came out, like, I've seen him come out and, like, declare this global emergency before... I don't know, dude.
Fuck, you know,
but it is trending, and everybody's like, "Oh shit, here we go again, here we go again."
Well, what we shouldn't do is like let it kind of let something transpire out of nothing, right? When everybody starts making it trend and get themselves concerned, other people take notice, and maybe we'll be like, "Hey, it's a good time."
I don't know if it's trending because people are concerned. I think it's trending because people are already on to them.
Well, it's more they're saying, hey, look, if you try this, you little sneaky fucks, we know what you're trying to do. Yeah. You know, and everybody's trying to like, because if you put it out in the ether that you know, it makes it harder to sell. Right. Because then everybody's like, oh, shit, they all know it. Yeah, they're talking shit about it. Let's not pull the plug.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, the states are going to do what the states do. You know, I think that's right. So, I mean, even when, you know, early on with COVID, even when that was kind of coming around to where the initial, you know, as it was approaching, everybody, including ourselves, were like, I don't know what this is. Is this bad? We were seeing videos from China and it didn't look good. And we're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then once you realize, like, okay, I don't really think this is as bad as they're saying. I think a lot of people felt that way. That's right when the states and everything else is really pushing their hardest.
Yeah, that's when they doubled down.
So it doesn't really matter what the fuck we think. If the state decides that they're going to, you know, have a state of emergency or that they need to, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? Like, when there are a lot of people that are already probably freaking out. We're not. I'm not. But I think there are people that are already like, oh, Lord. Oh, God. Please, we can't do this again. We can't do this again. I'm mad. You know, they probably are pulling out the mask from the attic right now. They have the old fucking, they have their fucking 1900 bottles of fucking.
Exactly. You know, all that shit, dude.
Good thing I stocked up.
Yeah. Well, and I just remember all the crazy videos that we watched and like the sad fucking videos of people just dousing themselves with these ridiculous wardrobes. So I saved a video though, because this was one of my favorite ones. Because yes, is it sad that like the grandpa is completely covered in plastic and cannot hug his grandchild? Yes. But damn, this woman's ass is fucking nice. Okay? So here we go. This was my favorite COVID video. And I saw it. I'm like, here it is, baby. There we go. Yeah.
I love that you see the light in the darkness. You know, that is.
You know, you got to see the best part of every single video, right?
God damn, man. I'll tell you this right now. In 20, 30, 40 years, man, we're going to look back and we're going to be like, how fucking stupid were we?
Yeah,
like this dude. God bless his soul, man. I don't know what happened to him. We don't, you know, he's an old man, but he was cool with this. Like everybody was fine with this shit. They're like, we gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta save each other. We look stupid.
Yeah, we look. Yeah, and where did they? This isn't a garage.
I know, right?
Yeah,
like they set up a whole fucking plastic tarp system in their garage.
We wore body condoms, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like we just fully.
Yes, it was.
Well, there was all kinds of those scenes. Condom. If you remember, like they'd set up a thing where you had like the plastic arms you could reach in, and like that, like what the fuck?
Cradle your baby to sleep. Remember the people that would just like they made it like a show, like a game show. They would like put on the most ridiculous mask situation. They'd have like a mask over like a freaking. Then they just have like a werewolf head or something.
You know how they could have figured out if people really thought this was real or not? They could have had this like game show where they had the most gorgeous woman you've ever seen in your life, or man, right? Like either or. Mm-hmm. And they had the contestants up there and he picks the person, right? Just three average people. And they meet and they're like, oh my God. And they're like, I want to kiss this guy so bad. And they say, listen, he's ready to have sex with you right now. He will make out with you, have sex, but he has COVID. Are you willing to do it? And they'd be like, I can't turn this one down. It's like now or never. You know what I mean? Mm. And watch, they'll have sex with a man knowing that he has COVID. And that should tell you right there that they're not that afraid of it. Right? Because if some really, like your wife, right? She has COVID. You're like, yeah, why not, dude? You know what I mean? What's the worst thing to happen?
Get if COVID we have again. Any audio engineers out there, please clip Dave of saying, I want to kiss this guy so bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's going to happen.
And then clip
dude.
My voice just saying it, too.
No, please do. Yeah, that's that's how you know you made it. You know what I mean?
God. I want to kiss this guy so bad.
Oh, we've all said it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, hey.
Okay.
You know
I mean,
saying?
You got to get them all three out there.
That's true.
And that led to Monkeypox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to be able to push this, though. I don't think it's going to work the same.
Yeah,
like because nobody's afraid of it for one. Like you can't. I don't know how you make this scary to people.
You make everybody break out in freaking warts, dude. Like,
yeah,
if
but
it starts spreading, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but there,
I'd be like, whoa.
I think I just looked up in the year of 2022, five people died of monkeypox.
Yeah,
died, but how many people got it?
16.
That's what people don't want to have that shit on their body.
16,000 people cases worldwide.
Okay.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay.
So five people died in the world.
I think Greg's onto something though. I think the difference would be is I think everybody's heard of monkeypox before at some point in their life. They've heard it, especially if you're older. Mm-hmm. Where it get you though is what made COVID more scary was there were people that didn't have symptoms, and you couldn't necessarily see that they had COVID, and so everybody was leery, and that's why everybody was fine with that 6 foot rule. He's like, I don't know, trust that fucking person. They probably have COVID. Probably don't even know they have COVID. Super spreader. You know what I mean? That kind of shit, right? But if you have lesions, think of that movie Philadelphia, right, with Tom Hanks, where he has AIDS. And he started getting lesions all over his face and shit. And you had those, those symptoms. People were just like, you know, they will look at you funny. And they will be like, oh, my God.
I bookmarked like a couple photos of a guy's face who has it, right? And so people see that and they go, shit, I do not want to get this, especially on my face. Like, think of the scars that it could cause. They go like, you know, like, you definitely don't want to get this stuff on your body. And trust me, Twitter is loaded with way worse photos than this. Sure. It looks like AI, doesn't it? Kind of. Maybe just it's a Zoom thing, but
I mean,
it looks
yeah.
like squiggly lines and shit. I don't know. That looks almost fake up on the forehead type of looks like an oil painting from here, but
it's definitely like a pretty clear photo on this end here. Definitely got some nice HD quality here, but yeah, no one wants that. No one fucking wants that shit.
Well, yeah.
And obviously, if you see people walking around with that shit, there are certain people that are going to be like, oh, fuck no. You know what I mean? Like, no way.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, the visual aspect of it, I think, is where this one has the advantage if you want to talk about head-to-head. It's the visuals for me, you know?
Well, and then, like, another thing about COVID was, like, people were always, like, questioning the testing. Like, was the testing accurate and all this stuff? Mm. I just bookmarked a photo of how they're going to test for monkeypox now. So I think this one's going to be a little bit more accurate. We can trust this.
Oh,
trust
God,
the science.
This is the most... This is not good.
Why? It's monkeypox, dude. you gotta test with a banana.
I just, you know...
I like the two stripes.
How is it not good? It's not racist.
It's just like a pregnancy test.
So
what do? You just shove this banana up your ass?
Yes. Obviously.
And then you like slice a square out of it, and then it tells you.
What if they found out?
Did you not see the brown on the tip of the banana?
Yeah. What if they found out that a banana is like the fucking ivermectin of fucking monkeypox? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then there was a big rush of everybody's buying just huge bundles of bananas,
Chiquita.
And they find out that, and then doctors are like, "Don't eat bananas. They're not. They're you.
You're gonna OD
on the zoo. No way.
OD on potassium.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, like hashtag Chiquita cure starts trending. Yeah.
The banana only works when it's slightly green. It does not. Okay. You know. Yeah, it's gonna be some bullshit. I can also see people like losing their mind. All of a sudden, there's like mass killings at zoos where they just start killing all the monkeys, thinking that they caused the problem.
Yeah, dude.
So there's
yes.
like a genocide of fucking animals at the zoo.
And then they start fighting back, and that's how Planet of the Apes.
That's how Planet of the Apes started. They didn't tell us that.
Damn,
but that
dude.
Exactly
okay,
what it
now
is.
I'm there. I'm
yeah.
there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. See, we like decide hey, these are causing the problem, and then they're like, "Fuck, we are," and then they fight back.
Yeah, Caesar's like. It all started with the monkeypox pandemic.
Quark!
The humans started killing the monkeys. Yeah. Jesus. Dude, I tell you, I don't know, man. I mean, listen, you have to make light of it. You have to make light of it because you know that there are a good portion of people in this country. I'd say good. It's not overwhelming, but it's a good portion of people that are already having a panic attack about this right now.
For sure.
And I pray for them because they're... That life is a miserable life. That's
just
a miserable life. Every time somebody says, just they have to just say it. They don't have to see somebody with it. They just have to say, there's a pandemic, a global pandemic. And they go,
oh God.
And their butt puckers up and they start checking their anuses. It's like that. What's that? The 40? What's the, this is 40?
No, oh, yeah.
When he has his fucking ass in the air and he tells his wife, you need to look at my butthole, right? I have like hemorrhoids. All the fucking husbands are going to be like, wives are going to be like, look at my butthole, honey. Do I have lesions? And she's like, I don't want to look. And he's like, you got to tell me. I feel like I'm sick.
We're in this together.
Yeah. Dude.
Yep.
You can't eat my butt anymore. No, good.
It's speaking of movies, this was like the freaking, the 100 monkeys. Remember the 100 monkeys that spilled out of that truck?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I do remember that.
And remember the 100 monkeys event? That's actually like, it's named after something where all of these monkeys start learning things. It is kind of like the Planet of the Apes where like these monkeys just evolve by like this collective consciousness type of thing. But monkeypox happened after this 100 monkeys event, you know, happened. So I wonder if they're trying to tie the two together. I don't know.
Will you look up right now how many cases of monkeypox there are right now? Because I want to know, like, where is the line?
In the United States?
Well, that dude, the dude that was claiming monkeypox, right? That was a global thing, correct? Am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to know right now, like, what elevation are we at right now? Because where is that line? Like, where do they decide that this is too far above normal that we have to label this a pandemic or a global issue? Like, where's that line?
It's in the wastewater, dude. Hold on a second.
It's in the wastewater.
Yeah, MPOX map shows U.S. states with virus in wastewater as outbreak hits Africa.
As of, they're saying, this is from the WHO. So as of right now, there's been 99,388 cases. And as of July 28th of this year, there's been 208 deaths.
Hmm. So one day ago, I have this article here. It's showing a map of monkeypox that has been detected in the wastewater in the United States cities. And blah, 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 blah. It says more than 30,000 U.S. cases of MPOX had been detected by the end of the first year of the outbreak, which was what, 2022? It doesn't really, I mean, it has a video here where it's kind of like talking you through it, but it doesn't really tell you by state.
Yeah, click that chart real quick. See what this is. I want to see what that is.
Open.
But that's how they get you, though, the maps, dude.
No, it's not a map. It's a fear porn. What is this here? Data as of, what's that?
Oh, where the most cases are, it looks like.
Huh.
This is number of cases per region.
Oh, this was last year. Okay.
Dude, so
as of March 2024.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, but what I'm saying is those are
they used it as last year too.
So why didn't we? Okay, in 2022, right? May, June, July, August.
Wait,
August.
So hold on. If this was all 22,
yeah,
why and now they're saying, oh, there's this many deaths. Look at why. Where's all the fucking numbers at?
That's what I'm asking. Like, dude, why didn't they cause a big old fucking fuss then?
Go to the link and I just sent you the CDC. As of August 1st, 2024. So this is like real-time data. And you'll see nothing but a downward trend for 2024.
Go where? Where'd you send it?
The Gmail.
Okay.
And so you'll see like the number of cases in the blue call, like the bar charts, right? And then the seven-day average is your orange line. So that kind of shows you like the trend of things as you move.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep.
And it's just going down, 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 down. And it was like... look at the y-axis. You're talking 15 is the max there. So, I mean, what are we talking about here, people?
Yeah, so it looks like it already went by.
I mean, yeah, and like your 7-day average is like, what, 7? The highest is like 10?
Yeah, this is why it's just...
Yeah, it looks like it already passed, and they're also including the numbers from 2022. Like from 2022 until now, they're losing all the numbers.
Yeah. I don't really see anything here that's striking me as concerning.
No, especially if everything looks like it's just going away now.
I wish inflation would look like this. You know what I'm saying? I wish I wish there was a lot of
bye-bye.
Like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like there, you know, maybe I don't know, interest rates. Maybe we could have that kind of a drop. I think everybody would be very excited about that if that was the interest rate drop, you know. You know, I don't know, man. They got to find something.
They're going to try. They're grasping at straws right now. Because they're going to lose their ass.
Yeah.
Do you still have that CDC link pulled up?
Yeah.
Look what it says in the blue box.
In the blue box.
Like right up at the top there.
Yeah.
As of May 1st, 2024, U.S. MPOX case trends data will be updated the first week of every month. The majority of the U.S. cases continue to be in people who are not vaccinated or who have only received one dose of Jynos.
Jynos.
Two doses of Jynos are recommended to provide maximum protection.
So they're pushing the vax, dude. They already have a vaccine out here, and they're pushing it.
Well, wait, is that just the monkeypox vaccine that they've always had?
Probably.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't, Jynos. I feel like I've heard that before, and I feel like that's an old vaccine, dude.
Jynneos. It says a vaccine licensed to prevent smallpox. This was during the current mpox outbreak that started in 2022. Jynneos was.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Look up Jynneos. Look up when it was brought to the public.
Jynneos.
Look up Jynneos vaccine first use. Is that like a new version or some shit? Maybe
this is the third version. It said on there.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they update all those old vaccines. They always have some form of update on them. I'm just curious if this is like just came out in 2022. It kind of sounded like they were.
Jynneos.
What's it say? Anything?
Looks like it came. Came out in 2022. Yeah.
Or, no, I'm seeing 2019.
Oh,
I got a 2019 approval letter from the FDA.
I don't trust it then.
Yeah, it looks like this monkeypox thing started, and then they just came out of the vaccine.
What vaccine were you talking about, dude? Do they have like a monkeypox old school vaccine?
I thought they had one, man.
Apparently.
I feel like they did. I'm going to look it up on my phone here.
Because it's a recent type of disease, isn't it?
Is it?
Because chickenpox is there, but yeah. Monkeypox?
I feel like that's been around for a while. I could be way off, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to look up the first monkeypox vaccine.
Jynneos.
I think this is...
I want to know how you spell this. Jyno?
Yeah, it's everything I'm reading actually says it is 2019, so...
So basically, the monkeypox started happening, and then they just... suddenly came up with a vaccine.
Yeah.
And then,
suddenly.
Yeah. The first initial actual use of it was in 2022. It got approved for everything in 19 and 20.
Monkeypox was discovered in Denmark in what year?
In what 2006. Year? Like the first case ever?
Yeah.
Maybe
there was cases before, but the first real documented case.
I'm saying 2006.
2006? Okay, what do you think?
I'm going to say the swing in the 60s.
1958.
Ooh. 1958.
So that's why I've heard about this for a period of time. I remember that.
I was close.
And I have a hard time believing they didn't have... they had a smallpox, but they didn't have a monkeypox. I have a hard time with that shit. I feel like they had one before. I don't know why it's not showing.
I feel like in the swing in 60s, it became a thing.
Ooh. Yeah, the safety of Jynneos and HIV, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right around the HIV wave, you feel like this would,
probably around the same time, yeah.
No pun intended.
Did Fauci have anything to do with this?
Dude, I would not be surprised.
Yeah,
Fauci.
They just said that the goal with treating this is to take care of the rash, manage pain, prevent complications, right? So early and supportive care is important to help manage symptoms, avoid further problems. Getting an mpox vaccine can help prevent infections. The vaccine should be given within 4 days of contact with someone who has mpox, or within up to 14 days if there are no symptoms. I was just curious, though, why... I just feel like we had, when we were growing up, we had so many vaccines, that we were given. And I have a hard time believing that monkeypox wasn't one of them. I just have a hard time with that. You know what I mean? But I guess
I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Do not pop blisters or scratch sores.
Dude, I looked up the packaging insert for Jynneos.
Yeah.
And it says indications and usage, right? Your number one here. It says it is a vaccine indicated for the prevention of smallpox and monkeypox diseases in adults 18 years of age or older.
So is the smallpox also the monkeypox?
Dude, I have no idea.
Okay. So what?
FDA, now we're talking Bill Gates shit.
The FDA has also approved an ACAM 2000 vaccine for use in individuals under 18.
Wait, when? In 2018?
No, they approved a different vaccine for people under the age of 18.
When did they do that? Like,
I'm assuming around the same time.
Yeah, recently probably, huh?
In the 1980 smallpox.
Monkeypox is not part of the standard vaccination.
No, it's not. But listen to this. In the 1980s, the smallpox vaccine was no longer available to the general public in the United States. In 1972, the U.S. stopped routine smallpox vaccinations. And in 1982, the Wyeth Laboratories, Inc., the only licensed producer of the vaccine at the time, stopped making it for the general use. In May of 1983, Wyeth stopped distributing the vaccine to the public. The World Health Organization declared smallpox eradicated in 1980, and the vaccine was no longer needed to protect the public.
But that's smallpox. That's not.
I know, but my point is
Mpox.
Did they take that smallpox vaccine and rejuvenate it to make it fit and work with monkeypox? Mm. Are they similar enough that they felt that they could do that? That would be interesting.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, they're like they're reinventing it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. It says the vaccine is still used today to protect certain people, such as those who work with smallpox virus and some military personnel. The U.S. also has a stockpile of vaccine in case of an outbreak, which is unlikely.
I'm going to say no on that. I'm going to say that they went ahead and invented a new thing they could sell to everybody instead of reusing one they already had.
Dude, this is just so weird because, like, Bill Gates, remember in 2021, he was warning of a smallpox terror attack?
Yeah.
And then you had, like, what was it, the University of Pennsylvania? One of these universities had a vial of smallpox in their freezer or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, there was a guy was trying to fly and they fucking got him and they had vials of other shit and they never actually said what those were.
Yeah, that was before COVID, though. That was, like, in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm confused.
That was, like, the Harvard guy. But...
So, yeah, Jynneos is for all those things, man. Smallpox, monkeypox, and also other diseases like, I don't know how to say this, orthopox viruses, including vaccinia virus, V-A-C-C-I-N-I-A.
Vaccinia. I stick it in you. Vaccinia.
You know, last time I vaccinia. Why do you have, I have to sound like Mario when I say vaccinia.
I put it in you. I stick it in you.
So they make vaccines for all those things, or is the
smallpox vaccine that they still have available, right? And I think, like, you know, mm-hmm. our friends that have been in the military and stuff, I think they probably have taken, especially if you're going to certain countries and whatnot. They still have them, and it says that they are used for smallpox and monkeypox. So I'm guessing they're very similar. Now, in the whole 2019, right, what we were just looking at, 2019, they obviously came out with a new version, seemingly.
Jynneos.
I'm curious what they, you know, if they kind of did the same, kind of gene-altering kind of vaccines that we are seeing take place now.
Oh, let's take this one we already had and add the mRNA into it so we can... develop it for anything we want.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't they do that?
Well, why?
If it's already there, you know what I mean?
But like, see, to argue, why would they, right? You made this vaccine that was so good, okay, just per the data. It was
that we
so
didn't
good.
Even need it anymore.
Now, in 1980, they said, this shit works so good, we it's eradicated, bitches. It's gone. It's gone. And then they just said, well, let's fuck with this one more. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's make it better. Let's make it a little gene altering.
Well, that's what they do. That's what the whole fucking... what is the that's banned that doing with diseases? The whole fucking thing. That's what they say they're doing. They're making it more deadly and more contractive to so they can prepare for the future. We're making this better so we can make medicines better.
Mm. Well, apparently this one, I'm looking at the FDA approval. This is like their release. So this was approved on September 24th, 2019.
Jynneos.
And it was... a modifying form of a vaccinia virus called modified vaccinia ankara, which does not cause human disease and is a non-replicating, meaning that it cannot reproduce in human cells. So it's more like a genuine vaccine, I guess, style.
Yeah.
It's an attenuated live virus vaccine. Yeah.
Okay. So the vaccine that we all were accustomed to is what this one was. Is that what you're saying, right? Just to, for layman's terms. This new shit is that whole, like, you know, fucked with stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's that special juice. It used to be like you get a Miller Lite. You know what I'm saying? This is like that fucking whiskey. This is that fucking strong shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a Rainier beer and a shot of whiskey.
There you go, man.
I will not comply.
Exactly. Gino, suck this.
Banielson in the chat says, aren't we all vaxxed for smallpox? Well, apparently not, because it stopped in 1980.
I will not let anyone near my asshole with a Q-tip.
I may.
Ever.
I may. You never know. You know, I may be like...
Even if there's a fire.
You ever get that itch you can't scratch? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, dude. I might have him trim some hairs down
you
there.
You may go and just be like, listen, man, I don't have it, but I got an itch, and you got that long stick, and let's get the shit going.
I got an itch that I just can't scratch.
I've had an inkling for a
and they say, you, tip in me. Sir, you have hemorrhoids. You'd be like, I didn't know, sir. I guess this was worth doing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
just wanting just the tip, just to try it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have new shirts say, like, ass out, pox out, you know, or something like that. something stupid like that. It's going to be great, dude.
Pox gone. Ass out, pox gone.
Yeah. Instead of rest in peace, pox is rest in peace.
They're
going to
redo
pox.
That commercial from back in then. He goes, my ass feels good, and my ass feels good.
Yeah. That's it right there, dude. Woo! Oh, God. My pox feels good, and my bottom feels good.
God dang it.
Yeah. listen, I'm not worried about it, but I do think that there's some funny business, right? Like, it just, you know, obviously we weren't coming in prepared on this. We didn't have all this data set aside like you may see in other places. But the truth is, what's nice about what we just did was that taking 2 minutes of your time and just getting on some of these websites that are readily available to all of us, right? You can kind of get an idea of like, whoa, wait.
Oh.
So it's on a downward trend right now? Okay. How many cases? How many deaths? Okay, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So we have what is this vaccine that they're talking about? Oh, it's a weird new version. We have a stockpile of the old one, though. Okay, but you're not going to use that one. You're going to use this Jennie-O, which sounds like a fucking turkey brand, right? Because, you know, Jennie-O turkeys.
Is it a turkey brand?
Yeah, Jennie-O, dude.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, man.
I don't buy turkeys all the time.
Yeah, they're all saying
it's ground turkey. Like,
ground turkey. They have you can do the slicing meats with it, but they think we're a bunch of turkeys, bro. That guy was just hauling ass, bro. See, that's the next death victim right there. He ain't going to get smallpox because he's going to be dead.
Dude, that guy was hauling ass, whoever that
was.
He's
going fast, bro. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I just think that, like, I'm hoping that, you know, with what had happened years ago, I'm hoping that a lot more people are willing to take a couple minutes of their day and actually look this stuff up. And before they, like, the hysteria starts, before the toilet paper starts falling off the shelves, you know? Maybe just take a look.
It's very concerning. I feel like they are going to try something. We've always said, like, it would be too brazen for them to try to do this same fucking playbook, right, over again, because it'd be like, dude, like, no one's going to buy this shit. But what if they do? So it's like, that to me, if we see a mass pushback of people just saying, F you, I'm not shutting my doors, like, and there's cops that are just being turned away, there's massive crowds pushing against the cops saying bye-bye peacefully. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying, like, what if we all just didn't comply?
Yeah, I think that is what it is, man. With enough people, you know, you're not going to stop. And the truth be told, when you have enough people that don't comply, it embraces the people that are on the fence to be like, you know, if they're doing it, I'm going to, you know. Because anytime
we talked about this, talked about this, like, with the one guy in this, like, when everybody's wearing a mask in the store and you're that one guy who walks in without it, then you see a guy, his eyes start sparkling and
then he pulls it down. Yeah.
He takes it off.
Yeah.
And then others take it off and you start a movement. You know what I mean? It just takes one.
But it takes a bunch of people not being pussies. That's what it comes down to. I'm not saying that anybody hasn't fallen in that trap. You know, I was forced to wear a mask. Luckily, my job did not force me to get a vaccine, right? But they did force me to wear a mask on the job.
Well, fine. I mean, you always have a choice to wear a mask, Dave.
Well, that's true. But listen, I need a job. And to me, whatever, dude. I don't really care. But the point is like, as soon as you leave, it's done. It's done, man. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell me what to do outside, in my opinion. I'm walking around the public. You're not going to tell me what to do, man. I need to get paid. But that was, you know, when you really start thinking back at what was going on, it was getting dicey. It was getting real dicey.
It was starting to get pretty dicey, yeah.
Because my work was even at the time saying, like, we may have to. And I'm like, Everybody's going to quit.
You better not.
Everybody's going to quit. I'm telling you right now. Because, you know, these eight guys that I work with, we're not having it. Maybe one of them, but most of them were not. And it would have been devastating, and it didn't get there, thank God. For a lot of people, it did get there.
It got close in my work, too. They were, like, bribing people. Like, people, if you got it, you got entered to win a car.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where not enough people were doing it. So then it was, oh, if you don't get it, now we're going to charge you an extra $100 on your insurance.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
right?
you're so a risk,
it's like
now.
It starts out with the bribes, and then it turns into penalties. And then
I canceled my insurance, and I said, "Fuck off."
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There was something that I actually wanted to talk about. If you guys don't mind,
let's do it. Go for it.
It happened yesterday here in Harris County in Houston, right? So, and I really didn't know much about this because at the time that this went down, we weren't really here, obviously. And so I didn't really catch all the news, but I think it's an interesting one, even though I don't really love the outcome as a whole, or at least what they're saying about it. But in 2022, we had the midterm elections, correct? And apparently in Houston, there was a huge debacle with the 2022 elections. There were voting booths that had ran out of paper. Mm-hmm. They were shutting places down early. People were all up in arms saying that they weren't even allowed to vote. They didn't, you know, they couldn't because they closed it down. They couldn't make it to another polling booth in time. Huge issue.
Yeah.
And so, there was this video that kind of got posted last night. They came to the conclusion, they got the, Texas Rangers, great dudes, right? They got them involved and they were the ones that did the investigation.
The baseball team?
No, sir. So anyways, the Rangers, they were the ones that were doing the independent, research on what happened exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally had the conclusion yesterday. And I think what was positive, and I'll tell you what that was, obviously, but I think what was positive was is that they said, at least in Texas, I'm sure other states have the same thing, but if two people complain about it, like officials write affidavits about a situation that they believe happened.
A documented complaint,
they are by law required to investigate, which is interesting because I feel like, well, shit, there's some place like Arizona that's got many people that think that something went down that worked.
Yeah.
Why is that not a policy other places? But regardless, the attorney general or the AD, I think the here in Harris County, said that, you know, we got more than two complaints. We had to do this investigation. We finally have the outcome. What happened was, this is their explanation, okay, is that there was a man hired named Daryl Blackburn. They didn't give a lot of information on it, but he supposedly was hired by Harris County to delegate the paper ballots to all the sites. That was his main job.
Okay,
to make sure that all the paper ballots were delegated accordingly to how many people were actually in that community. So this polling booth may have, you know, 10,000 ballots. This one may only need about 5,000 ballots, but it was his job to separate them out. Apparently what had happened was that he just was like, fuck this, and just blanketed all of them the exact same. Everybody gets five, whatever it was, right? So there were these, you know, huge communities that were, you know, basically ran out of paper very early on. Within a couple hours, they were done. And so people were waiting in lines. There was other times where they were opening up the polling booths late, so they had to stand in these long lines, right? Mm-hmm. And what Abbott had came out and said during 2022 was, weirdly, it was all red communities, right? So any community that was historically voting Republican seemed to be the polling areas
somehow
that
ran out of paper.
That ran out of paper and that were not able to vote. So anyways, long story short, they looked into this. We could look up the articles if you want to. It's a long thing. They have like an 18-page document on the website so you guys can really see the whole breakdown. But there's one gentleman, Daryl Blackburn. He was responsible for doing this. What they found out was they came out and they basically said, well, we don't think that this was a deliberate effort to have any certain group not be able to vote. So Republican or Democrat, this was not that. This was a guy who was simply incompetent. That's what they said. And they found out that he took this job. He was making about $50,000 or something like that, $60,000. He wasn't voted in. He was
appointed.
Appointed. He was supposed to do this job for the election, and there really wasn't issues prior to him, but he got in, he was supposed to do it. They found out that during that same time, he also took a $260,000 job for an oil company, the Woodlands, and he was clocking into that company at the same time that he was clocking into the Harris County.
So he was getting paid by both.
He was getting paid for both at the same time. They said there's no way that you could do a whole polling thing. And in fact, the day of the election, he was actually working at the other job, even though that he was on the clock, you know, and shit was falling apart. But I find it interesting that, like,
we only red counters. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, they didn't want to share his
photo.
Was
that proven, though, or was that just Abbott saying that?
Well, so here's the thing. I haven't looked deep enough, but I will tell you this. I watched the entire press conference, right? Because it struck me. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, we're talking about actual possible fraud situations. They said their whole thing. There's another gentleman that spoke. The Rangers were there, which I definitely trust the Rangers, you know, as the most part. But they were just saying, this lady asked, or a person at the end, they had the little press conference, mm-hmm. and one of the reporters said, I know you're saying that there's no tie into it being a Republican issue or Democrat issue, but how can you possibly say that when the vast majority of the people that were complaining were coming from areas that we know historically are Republican voting booths?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we can't say that he did or didn't. We just don't have any proof that he did or didn't. So they're basically, so
unless he admits that he
said there's no proof that says he did, but there's also no proof that, you know, he didn't do it that way. It just seems to be an issue. Now, this guy is facing five felonies for time card theft, right? Where he was collecting.
He wasn't stealing time cards.
Well, he
was his own time card.
No, he was stealing time because he was working at the other
place. While not being there.
So he, as the person that was doing the ballots, he was allowed to work from home. And so he would clock in from home,
mm-hmm.
but then go work at this company all day long. Mm. The other thing that he did, which was a huge thing, was he took parental leave for 12 weeks. Okay. And this is how he knew he made a lot of money, because they say he took 12 week parental leave, and he was told by the person at the city, you know, you are not allowed to work anywhere else. Just so you know, if you take this leave, you're supposed to be off of work.
Yeah.
He immediately started working, still continued to work at his other job. So he was paid something like, and this is where I was like, whoa, how much does this guy make? He made $23,000, I think it was, in those 12 weeks.
Oh my God.
And I was like, fuck, that's a pretty good paying job. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, you know, a month and a half and, or whatever it is, or that's 3 months actually. That's pretty decent, you know? But yeah, they got him on five charges of that, and then one charge up to 10 years for a public servant stealing. That was the other charge,
mm-hmm.
but no fraud. They're saying, we want to make sure you understand there's no fraud. We don't see any fraud cases. But they're running a new election. They're actually going to do a new election now for the local things, because they feel like it was tampered, and that although they cannot quote unquote prove that it was.
So how does that impact the 2024 election though? Right, because isn't there an election every 2 years?
Yeah. I don't
know.
It's
so like I guess it would
you're
just
kind of clogging it.
It would just change up the. You wouldn't be able to run these years over. Obviously, it would just change up the documentation of who was actually supposed to be there and who wasn't.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into that, because they said that the new thing is going to be next year, like February of next year, something like that, March of next year. So I'm not really sure how that time.
But they're
span
already
runs.
Gonna be voting on.
But they're doing the Harris County voting committee, whatever that's called, right? The office that does the voting shit. They cut that shit. They completely got rid of it. They said the whole fucking thing's corrupt. We're fucking, all of you are fired. And so the people that used to do the elections, who per the record showed that people were satisfied, they felt like there was a timely, like lines were timely. They are taking it back over. And they came out and said, we just want everybody to know that we obviously weren't working with the elections at this time. But as you know, historically, we've had great elections, and we continue to do that. And certain other DAs, because listen, Houston is no different than Seattle, Portland, every other major city. Like, you're talking about the majority of Democrats are going to be in those big cities.
Oh, for sure.
And people in the city that are, you know, elected officials are furious. I wonder why. That they fired all these people and cut this.
Well, yeah, because now they don't have their fucking crew in there.
But what is positive, regardless? Now, here's the thing that I want to say, and I want to hear you guys' take on it, but here's what I am positive about. I'm positive that at least here, and I'm imagining other states, that two people's complaints was enough for them to do a multi-million dollar investigation into an election situation where a lot of states are afraid to have this discussion.
Mm. Well, yeah, so I have something to say on that.
Yeah, go for it.
So if you want me to talk now.
No, go for it. Yeah, let's do it.
So it says, I'm watching this video. I'm just reading the transcript here. Mm-hmm. And this is the DA. She's up there talking in this video.
That's whatever. What I watched, yep.
She said, anytime that there are two or more affidavits that are filed by citizens in the state of Texas complaining about an election violation, by law, the district attorney is required to investigate. So that is a law that they have in Texas.
Yeah, yes.
So it's not just like willy-nilly, oh, two people complained, and by the grace of God, they're doing this because they want to. No, like, they have this they on have books. To.
No, that's what I was saying, though. That's what
so
I...
That's what's good about Texas, and it's like... Every state should have something like this. That's you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I never, and if I came across that way, I apologize. But I never want to say, like, the grace of God, these people just have the goodwill to do this. No, that's what I was saying. They actually, it seems to be in law that if two people make this complaint, they are forced
two
to
or more,
do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And they said that they, I mean, this was a 2-year investigation. They said they spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, getting all these, you know, the Rangers and everybody else involved. I'm curious why this is not a thing all across. I don't understand.
I feel
with
like
with election integrity, why is this not a fucking thing?
I feel
thing?
Like if a number, whatever number they decide it is, of citizens make a formal complaint about a government-ran situation with voting or anything like that, there should have to be something done. Like, if you have citizens coming to you, you work for the citizens, you are a public servant, and they're complaining that things aren't right and things aren't going the way they think they should be going, obviously that needs to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
That should be the utmost importance.
The issue that I have is they're also not going after anybody else, which is a little frustrating. Now, there's two ways to look at it. They said that there will be no further investigations, that this is the conclusion. This man will now go to trial, right? And he will face up to, I think it's, you know, 30 years, something like that, total.
Six felonies, five of them tampering with the document, one theft of a public official.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think one of the last one is 10 years minimum, I think, or something, so up to 10 years maybe. He'll probably get much less. But it's a win in the sense that, like, this is what we were talking about before with all the other shit that's going on, the corruption, right?
Yeah.
I don't really care how much time this guy spends in jail. He should spend time in jail. He's clearly, whether it was just him being completely inept to do the job, or he was actually trying to do something.
He was caught and there's something done about it.
He was caught,
mm-hmm.
and they're changing the system because of that.
Yeah.
And
well, not
that
only that,
is what
but
we
it's,
need.
It's a deterrent, dude. This tells you, hey, look, if you're a low-level worker and you want to get paid to do these kinds of crimes, you might get caught and you're going to spend some time behind bars. Exactly. And it's just like Jussie Smollett, dude.
Yep.
When you had Jussie Smollett come out with the fake fucking hate crime, you saw a decrease in hate crimes. So it's like, what's the correlation here?
Yeah, one thing that she said, if you guys, and I would advise you guys to go listen to it because I thought it was an interesting press conference. And I think it has a lot to do with just America in general right now. We've had this discussion. This is where I'll end it for me. I know we're getting wrapping up here. Not, you guys can kind of go with it, but, one thing that she said that bothered me a little bit that I feel like people don't take into consideration is she said, after looking at this, it's very, and I'm paraphrasing, she said it's easy to kind of get conspiratorial about this, like how many people were involved. But she said this, what this guy did after all this investigation, what we found was it was the most basic of like screwing the city over that you could possibly imagine. It wasn't some grand conspiracy.
It was just a guy.
It was a
taking
guy
advantage and not giving a fuck.
Who was greedy, who was okay with allowing this election to crumble and collect a paycheck and also collect a big paycheck. And so we were handling that. But what scares me is it goes to show you that we have these shows about, you know, these grand conspiracies of how the election can be fucked with, right? And it takes all these fucking people and all these officials making these loopholes. But in reality, because of the way that the election system works, one guy, arguably, right, can just not do his job and fuck the entire city of an election. And that is scary as fuck, right? Because it's easy to say, well, the Democrats are involved, or they put out all this and there's this big campaign. And that may be true, But what can also be true is there's morons working in the election system.
True, but also there needs to be an element of security. Why wasn't anyone checking on this guy?
That's the issue.
Job?
They said they were not going to go after anybody else. And they said, but what about the two other people that you named, his superiors?
Yeah.
And they said, we're just going to look into that. They've been fired, apparently. But they didn't check on the guy at all. They said this one polling area, this one Karis County, this particular one, this man was not at all checked on. Not at all looked at like, hey, are you in good shape?
The man, dude. It's like it's paper. It's like a printer running out of paper when you're depending on the printer to print paper the entire day.
Yeah.
There's one fucking thing that you need inside of that printer and it's paper, right? Man. And it's like, shouldn't there be multiple people going around checking this like multiple times an hour being like, we're still going on paper here?
I don't think it's actually just printing it up. Well, that was one of the issues. They were delegated.
Well, ballot paper is completely different.
It's
than
a different
just
paper.
Running through pa- running
but he
paper.
Was in charge of like getting that paper, right? They had plenty for all the people to vote. And he was supposed to look at each individual polling booth in the surrounding areas and say, this one has about historically 3,000 people, so we're going to give them 4,000 ballots.
Yeah.
This one has 10,000.
He was supposed to look at them all independently.
And he blanketed the entire thing. He gave every single ballot
it's weird that
the same amount.
I've never even heard about this as, because this is a potential loophole in like cheating and like obviously cheating in an election, right? Mm-hmm. Something you don't even think about because people are like, vote in person. It's a way to like get around the whole vote by mail because when you vote by mail, that's cheating, right?
Yeah.
But hey, there's ways to do it in person too.
Yeah.
Well,
where's the ballot paper?
I agree with you, but I'll say this. If you go to a polling booth, right, which is a good way to do it, do not leave for any reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing is, you know, some people's jobs to say you're allowed to go, like, go vote and, you know, take an hour off of work and go vote or 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
The issue was people were standing in line and they weren't allowed to vote. And they got to the point where they said, well, fuck, I got to pick my kids up. I got to fucking go back to work. And they left. Mm-hmm. So, like,
you gotta pick your kids up, dude.
I know, I understand, but what I'm trying to say is like, we know that this is a way that they're gonna do it. We know that this is a way they're gonna get hardworking people to not vote. And so, you know, maybe do your best to have that blocked off to where you have plenty of time because it may be troublesome, man.
You know where I see this going, like, eventually? The digital ID as your voting card. And, like, this whole, like, voter ID. I think it's going to happen, but I think it's going to be digital. I think everybody will have a digital biometric ID. Trump's talked about it, like, for securing the border, right?
Yeah, sure.
He's saying, like, we will have, like, for your visa entry, a biometric, and he did have that going, and then Biden kind of got rid of it. But, like, the biometric ID with J.D. Vance, and you have all these, like, people, like, with Peter Thiel funding this whole, like, next level stuff, right? Elon Musk is now funding Donald Trump. I feel like the biometric ID will solve so many issues with one solution, but that solution is very scary too.
I agree. Everything's scary though, man.
I think,
you know, I think everything that is brought up as a potential fix is something that you could sit back and really evaluate on and be afraid of. Everything.
No one would be afraid of a voting day being a federal holiday.
No, I agree with you on
Everyone
that.
Has the day off. It's a paid holiday.
But think about how easy voting would be if you had your phone and your face and you just say, Trump, here's my face, done.
Well, yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
I had the same idea with fucking like ATM machines and like stuff like that. Like you go up to your bank, you slip in your card and you type in your personal PIN and you do all your login shit and then vote just there and you don't actually have to have voting booths. They just have a program they put in that
on
year.
Your bank's ATM.
And just fucking do it's all done.
Skimmers though, you know what I'm saying? Everything.
What about
is
the poor people who can't afford the ATM charges? Okay, Chris, come on.
I'm happy to see that people can be held accountable for shit. I'm also happy to see that. I'm upset to see that like it can be such a like a basic thing that causes a lot of destruction. So that just goes to show you, man, anything can happen. But I'm glad to hear that rule, man. You guys should check your states. Yeah. Man. You guys have that same rule? Because I actually had no idea that was a fucking thing, dude. I think it's pretty cool. I like that. I like if two people have an affidavit, they have to do something.
It is cool it ends in something being done about it. And it sounds like this guy will be charged. And hopefully that serves as a deterrent for others to do this. But I mean,
Willie?
Overall, like, let's get the people who hired him and, like, let's get those people in trouble, too. You know?
It's the judges, man.
They should all go down. Well, they did all go down, but
not the judges who put them there.
Not in the law, but they got fired, obviously.
Yeah. Great show, dudes.
Good show, guys.
Great show. Great show, great show.
If you guys aren't part of it, get on Patreon. Colin Show this Friday.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody that already supports the show. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening.
Beware, monkeypox.
Rate and review on Apple.
No butt sex for you guys.
Yeah. Watch your asses.
Watch your asses. You never know. You get those lesions.
Yeah. All right. Later, guys.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.